Welcome to the Corbett Sports Welsh Premier League audio boom. I'm joined in the studio today with the League Secretary Gwyn Derville and Carmarthen Town Manager Mark Hazelwood. Mark, it's another exciting weekend of Welsh Premier fixtures coming up. You guys, Carmarthen Town, have a home match against Prestatyn Town. How do you see the game going?
Well, as early as it is and as silly as it sounds, if we have any top six ambitions this year, it's a must-win game for us. We're on 8 points. If we win this game and get to 11, I'll be reasonably pleased with that after six games. I always look at it after 10 games, to be honest. But even now, I look at this game and you target certain games for points, I have to be honest. Airbus is away last week, is one that I don't count on any points from. That's why I left a couple of players out who had niggling injuries, with a view to hopefully securing 3 points against Prestatyn. But Prestatyn, they're averaging scoring 2.2 goals a game. They're conceding 2.2 goals a game. We're not particularly sound defensively, so it could be about 7-all or possibly be 0-0. I don't know.
That's right, the league is really unpredictable, isn't it? You don't know what's going to happen from one game to the next. And anything, I guess, could happen against Prestatyn.
Yeah, Prestatyn, like I say, they've scored 3 goals at Newtown. I think they were 2 up twice. They've scored 3 goals at Bangor in the league. They've beaten Bangor. They've scored goals everywhere they've gone this year. They've got young players. They got more legs in their team now. Younger, fitter, more athletic players than perhaps they've had in the last 2 seasons. And with us, we're in a transitional period. We lost 8 players in the summer, one of only which I would have chose to have let go. I won't let you know who that is, but you can work that out for yourself. So we're going to be inconsistent as well. So yeah, it's a matter on the day. It could go either way, genuinely.
Yep. And now, if you're a supporter this weekend, which other fixtures would be standing out to go along to watch?
Well, I think the big game for me is Aberystwyth and Bala. They've started the season particularly well, both of them. Obviously, we were on the back end of an 8-1 at Bala. And thoroughly deserved to get beat 8-1. I have to be honest and say that. They were a totally different outfit to what they've been previously. They're more on the front foot. They've got more legs in their team. And then you've got Aberystwyth, who were unlucky last year, let's be honest about it, not to be in a top six. They have quality where it matters in the front. They've got Craig Williams, Jeff Kellaway on the wings. They've got Venables in behind who just can't stop scoring. And you've got Mark Jones, who's a handful. They've got a workman-like rest of the team. But see, when you've got that quality in the front four, you only have to get the rest of the team only half right and you've got a chance of winning every game, and that's what they're doing at the moment.
And Gwyn, the live game this weekend on Scorio on S4C on Sunday is the New Saints against Newtown. Do you think Newtown can spring a surprise there?
It's always difficult at Park Hall for any team, but I actually saw the Newtown Prestatyn game at Bellevue Park, and there are goals in the Newtown team, so I wouldn't be surprised if there are quite a few goals in that match. But they do need to shore up slightly defensively, I think, if they've got any chance to beat TNS. But actually, tomorrow night I'm going to be at the Gapconis Key Bangor game, and I'm really looking forward to that because it's a bit of pressure on both squads for that one. So that should be an exciting encounter. And then on Saturday, I'm hoping to be at Airbus against Cefn Druids. And as Mark admitted, it's a difficult place for any visiting side to go. But I'm looking forward to seeing Airbus with my own eyes for the first time this season.
Well, that's great. Thanks both for joining us on the Corbett Sports Welsh Premier League audio boom. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rob.